First, we're talking about menopause and why we don't always talk about menopause. It's incredibly common for about half the population of humanity. And yet menopause remains often a taboo topic. Here's English comedian Bridget Christie.
I'm hot because I have a very rare medical condition called the menopause. Yes, it's only about one in one women who experience it, so it's a little bit under the radar at the moment. Nobody really knows anything about it because it's not something that happens to men, so there's no data or research.
That can have serious consequences. A Yale Medical School study of 500,000 women found that 75% who sought medical care for menopause symptoms got no treatment at all. And menopause is more than just hot flashes and mood swings. During menopause, a woman's risk of cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and other serious conditions goes up. Why don't we talk more openly about this big life transition, which affects, again, half the population? You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're there now or have been, what do you wish people had told you about menopause before you experienced it? Are there things you feel like your doctor didn't tell you about? Why do you think it's something that we don't talk about so much? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jancy Dunn is a journalist and author. Her most recent book is Hot and Bothered, What No One Tells You About Menopause and How to Feel Like Yourself Again. Jancy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, you quoted that comedy bit from Bridget Christie in your book, but you also lived the reality as you hit perimenopause and then menopause. What were you thinking about why no one had told you about this stuff leading up to it?
There's a couple of different reasons. One, as you mentioned, that menopause training in medical school, it's only taught for an average of 1 hour. So people don't get information from doctors. It's just not out there in the culture because of, you know, sexism, ageism. You know, women's health seems to fall off a cliff after they have babies. And they're just, you know, people are just hungry for information. And I wrote about health for 20 years. I'm a health writer, and I did not know that perimenopause, peri means around, it's the years leading up to menopause, that it occurs most commonly in women in their 40s. Well, when I was 45 and I started getting symptoms, when I skipped periods, when I started getting hot flashes, I thought I was pregnant. I had a toddler at the time, and I remember shaking my poor husband awake because I realized, wow, it's been a couple of months. And I said, Tom, I think I'm pregnant. And we had this long, involved chat about how, if I was to have another baby, we had always just planned for one, how we were going to afford it and the emotional repercussions of it. It was intense. And then I finally realized later when I connected the dots, oh, I wasn't pregnant. I was in perimenopause. But I had a toddler. I was taking my kid to, you know, Elmo-themed birthday parties. I just wasn't thinking that it was happening to me so early, but that's actually the norm.
Right. That, you write, is a common experience. Another common experience is some doctors you went to talk about perimenopause symptoms told you maybe it's just stress or something like that. How long did it take you and other women you talked about to get doctors to say, oh, yeah, perimenopause, menopause, let's tackle those symptoms head on?
Yes, a lot of doctors, and I'm not knocking doctors. Again, they don't get much training, but they sometimes can't connect the dots. I certainly couldn't, and it took me months and months. My heart was racing. That's another common symptom, and I went to a cardiologist, and you know, then my skin dried out, and I thought, what's going on with my skin? Your skin dries out, even your ears. Everything dries out. It's nuts, and my dermatologist didn't put it together, and so. And that's very common with women. There's been studies that they spend an average, you know, with co-pays and running around to doctors of sometimes a couple $1,000s because they just don't know what's wrong with them. And the information isn't out there. So yes, it took me a while. And again, it can be hard to tease out if some of the symptoms, like I started not sleeping so well. Well, that can just be midlife, right? Mm-hmm. In midlife, we're often taking care of elderly parents. Sometimes we have kids and they haven't left the nest yet. Often people are working. So, okay, yes, of course you're tired. So sometimes that can be difficult too. But yes, I went to one doctor who said, when I said I had pain during sex, he said to just have a glass of wine. Yoga comes up a lot. They, you know, you get recommended yoga and having a glass of wine. And that is kind of a short-term solution.
And we can do better than that, though. You're right, there are, for various symptoms and conditions, different treatments out there. Can you talk a little bit about the state of the art when it comes to treating the wide variety of menopause symptoms?
Well, one of my messages in the book is not just, you know, I think there are three things to do. One is to be aware of the symptoms. If you're aware of the symptoms, there are 34, you know, that's kind of what people say. Some doctors I talked to said, oh, there are more than that. But if you know the, if you are at least aware of the symptoms, and you might not get 34, you might not get three. Some women don't get any. Every expert I talked to said, be sure and tell your readers that some sail through menopause with no symptoms. But if you are aware of the symptoms, then you can connect the dots, which is what I was unable to do. And the other message of the book is that there are solutions out there, which I also didn't know. For almost every symptom, there are multiple remedies. Some are lifestyle, some are medication, some are non-hormonal. There are all kinds of things. If you can just find a practitioner who can point you towards them or study up on what's available, you can kind of feel like yourself again. I did after a while, but it took a while.
Talking to Jan C. Dunn about her new book, Hot and Bothered, What No One Tells You About Menopause and How to Feel Like Yourself Again. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you have an experience to share, did you talk to someone else about perimenopause or menopause before you got there? Or did it take you by surprise like it does a lot of people? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Lisa is with us in Madison. Lisa, hi.
Well, am I happy you're having this topic? And you actually, you just brought up exactly what I wanted to brought up with perimenopause. I was 42 or 43, and I couldn't understand why my emotions were all over the place. I was you know, still getting my cycles regularly. I wasn't having hot flashes. And doctors were saying, oh, you're depressed, you're anxious. And I thought, but I have no reason to be depressed or anxious. What is going on? And I didn't connect the dots for years. And most people think menopause is, it's just about when your periods stop. But there's years before that where there's so much going on. And the other issue that I don't hear people talking about that's a standard of care in Europe is pelvic floor therapy. And that's needed, obviously, after childbirth, which we never get, but it's very, very necessary during menopause, especially if you didn't get it sooner.
Lisa, thanks a lot for the call. Jadzy, what do you think?
She is right about everything. Pelvic floor therapy really does help, and that's one of, you know, there's good data about it, and I have it in the book, that that can help with things like incontinence, which is, you know, not the sexiest topic, but it is what often happens. You know, you pee a little bit more when estrogen leaves your body. That usually makes your pelvic floor, the tissue surrounding your reproductive organs, more supple. And so they get dry. Your urethra shortens. Who knew? Another thing I didn't know. And so something like pelvic floor therapy can really help. And again, you know, my experience was similar to Lisa's, that, you know, here I was in my 40s. And that's the thing, too, is that menopause is kind of a subject that's easy to stash away. You think, oh, okay, oh, that happens to older people. Oh, that's golden girls, menopause, that's not me. And I remember even, I sort of had to confront my own internalized, you know, ageist feelings, because I thought, you know, oh, well, that's for older ladies. I'm not old. Well, I'm getting older. And yes, indeed, I did go through menopause. And it is what it is. And it's, you know, the thing about menopause is you don't go through it and come out the other side. You enter it and you stay there. There's perimenopause, which, as Lisa pointed out, it can last from 4 to 8 years. The symptoms where, you know, you're the hormones are leaving your body. It's kind of like reverse puberty. And it can be as chaotic as puberty, as the hormones are leaving your body. And then you go through menopause, which on average is age 51. And it's when you've gone 12 months without a period. And then you're in postmenopause. So you can be in menopause for 40 years, and I can remember when I first started writing this book, I thought, what other books are out there? I went to my library and there's acres of pregnancy books. If you want to know what to expect when you're expecting, you're covered. It went on and on and on. And then I have a nice library. There was one book on menopause. It was from the 90s and it was dusty and the information there was outdated. And I thought, how can there be so few books on such a major transition in a woman's life? And again, like Bridget Christie said, it affects half the population. And so I'm so happy that you have me on the show and that we're beginning to talk about it. I even 2 years ago when I started writing the book, I would never have imagined that it would enter the conversation like it has now. And it's very encouraging.
Thanks a lot for that call, Lisa. We're talking to journalist and author Jancy Dunn about her new book. It's called Hot and Bothered, What No One Tells You About Menopause and How to Feel Like Yourself Again. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions for our guest about what she found in writing this book? Were you caught by surprise with symptoms you experienced yourself? If you're not there yet, has somebody given you the information you think you need to know? Or are you hearing this and thinking, I need to know more? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. The conversation continues coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation about menopause and why we don't talk about it. Here's Academy Award-winning actress Viola Davis talking about it on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
What is menopause? I mean, I've heard of it. I know that it happens.
You know what? Menopause is hell.
It is.
Jimmy.
Is it really?
Menopause is a dark hole. Okay, that's what menopause is. And that's where I'm at right now.
Oh.
So I either will love my husband today or kill him today.
Oh, no. How long does it last?
You know what? Somebody needs to tell me, because it's lasted now for about 6 or 7 years.
We're talking to author Jancy Dunn about her new book, Hot and Bothered, What No One Tells You About Menopause and How to Feel Like Yourself Again. You could join in at 800-642-1234 to share your experience if you're willing, or your questions for our guest about her book. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Angela is with us in Germantown. Angela, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I just wanted to tell you about when I was in my early 30s. It was about 33, 34, and I couldn't sleep. I got the sweats. I couldn't think. I left the stove on. I mean, I was just getting depressed, anxiety, everything. And, of course, the doctors wanted to put me all on anti-anxiety and depression pills and everything. And I said, no, that's not it. There's something going on. And I know that's not it. And 2 years later, I found out through Channel 10 that Christian Northrup, a doctor, she said progesterone cream helps perimenopause or premenopause. And I took that, and within 24 hours, I was sleeping. I felt just like myself.
Wow. Angela, thanks a lot for the call. Jancy, the emotional changes that could come along trying to sort out anxiety, depression, or impact of perimenopause, what kind of things did you learn researching your book?
Well, the brain fog that is so common, and I totally hear that caller because I had it too. Brain fog is a really common one. If you're in perimenopause and you are prone to anxiety disorders or depression, you will have it more intently in perimenopause. So if you find out that you have perimenopause, it's good to screen for depression. But the brain fog is very interesting. I interviewed a number of neuroscientists and people who study menopause and the brain. And some good news is that I can remember having brain fog that was so severe, I couldn't remember the word for knife, for butter knife. I was getting enraged, and I was saying to my husband, hand me the shiny thing that spreads butter. Like that's what my communication was down to. And the beautiful thing is your brain fog in most cases goes away after a while, which is, when does that ever happen? When you lose some sort of body or brain function and it comes back? But research shows that it does. And I am feeling much sharper than I did 2 years ago when I was in the midst of it. And in fact, I was wondering how I was even going to talk about this book, but now I seem semi-lucid, I hope, right?
Doing good,
and so
yeah.
That's one good thing about it. And the mood swings are real because, again, it's like having PMS all over again. It's hormonal havoc. And it can be hard to discern, again, what is stress-related and what could be something deeper. But yes, and there are all kinds of remedies. There are hormones. There are other things that you can take that are non-hormonal. Tons of them, which I list in my book because there's too many to mention, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot for that call, Angela, talking to Jancy Dunn about the new book, Hot and Bothered, What No One Tells You About Menopause and How to Feel Like Yourself Again. We'll go now to Kristen in Eau Claire. Kristen, hi.
Hi. Thanks for the topic. I just wanted to share the experience that I had where, you know, I brought up to my doctor the impact of pain during intercourse that come with menopause, and they prescribed me a prescription that was $400 that's not covered by insurance. And I just think there's a lot of unfairness in that if a man were experiencing a condition that inhibited their, sexual life, it's covered by insurance or it's much more affordable.
I gotcha, Kristen. Kristen's seeing, Jancy, a bias in the way we cover medications related to menopause.
Oh, Kristen, 100%. I can't tell you how many urologists, OBGYNs that I interviewed in the book that would say that especially for women, quality of life is not paid attention to in medicine. Pain during intercourse affects your quality of life. It affects your relationship with your partner. It's physical pain. I had it too. And that is a problem. And one of my messages in the book is to, yeah, I know, and the expense in terms of the remedies for this sort of thing can just be so awful. And one thing I do say is I hope women will give themselves permission if they are having these quality of life issues to seek treatment, because it is real. And if a doctor dismisses your problem, see another doctor. And GoodRx is a good place to go to for coupons for various medications. I completely agree with her. And I hope that we can all get to the point where we talk about this more and that it then filters through the culture. And, you know, we're not there in terms of systemic or medical solutions, but the more we talk about this stuff and bring it out in the open, I think the better. I do see a grassroots kind of campaign happening, which makes me feel good. And everybody wants to talk about it. It happens to half the population. I keep saying that, I know, but
Kristen, thanks a lot for that call. Jancy, something I definitely wanted to get into is you're trying to make sure that we talk about menopause in the first place. You're also talking about how we talk about it. I think you give the example of phrases like, well, you know, after menopause, you could still, you know, be attractive, or you could still be talented or smart or productive. You could still cling on to some of those vestiges of your youth. You're trying to change that, I think, to, hey, this is a valid and possibly positive phase of life. How do we get there?
Yes, I say it over and over. It's not a disease. It's a life transition. I do feel hopeful that younger generations, the examples that they give, like I'm in Generation X, and I feel like the generations that are coming up, they're so transparent about things like menstruation, about body positivity, and I feel like they're going to be much more open about it. And we're starting to as well. I never had a single conversation with my own mother about menopause and until I started writing this book. And I said, hey, how was your menopause experience? I was just this, you know, annoying teen who just assumed that my mom was crabby all the time. She was having mood disorders and she was, you know, dripping in meetings because she was a working mom. And the conversation is something we should also have with our partners. I realized that I wasn't telling my husband what was going on with my body. And part of it is the shame, the stigma that I want to break away from. So I just said, you know, here's what's going on in very simple terms. You know, estrogen is leaving my body. We have estrogen receptors in many different parts of our body. And this is how it's being affecting me. And here's what you could do to help me. And I'm sorry, I've been keeping this from you. He's getting older too. We all are, you know? And so my hope is eventually we get to the point where menopause, you just sort of greet it with a shrug instead of, oh Lord, you know, taking away the surprise of the symptoms, like some of the callers where they didn't know what it was, the shock of it, the misinformation that's out there. If you know what they are, and then you know how to treat them, and you talk about it with everybody, so it's not this thing that you feel like you need to keep hidden, then we're on our way.
Jancy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Really, thank you so much for having me and talking about this.
That's Jancy Dunn, a journalist and author. She talked to us about her new book. It's called Hot and Bothered, What No One Tells You About Menopause and How to Feel Like Yourself Again.